Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 125. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creep out. How you doing, Nate?
Doing good. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing okay.
How you doing, Todd?
Todd. Cat has his tongue. Black cat has his tongue, right?
Yeah.
He was on our long episode, right, tonight that we recorded on witches.
Mm-hmm.
But he had told us he wasn't sure whether he's going to make it through both of them or not. He wasn't feeling that great. His head was hurting pretty bad. So I had told him, I'm like, man, it was totally okay if he didn't want to do either one of them. But yeah, he definitely wanted to go as far as he could. And he said, yeah, if you guys don't mind doing this episode. So we definitely obliged.
You got it.
So now we can talk about him, right? No, we hope you're feeling better. We know Amy and you're not feeling well, Todd. So our best to you. By the time that you listen to this or the creepies listen to this, you'll be all better, right?
We hope.
Don't eat all your Halloween candy.
The day after Halloween, I need candy now.
Exactly. Well, that's fair, number one. And you only had a bowl of cereal you got home late. So
running late.
Yeah. So we are going to give right into the topic. No, we're not. We're going to do the COSO. I know. I had to do it, though. I had to play the game. Oh, I forgot. Just kidding. You get to do the COSO.
Yeah. Creeped out. Shout out. Yeah. Excuse me.
Back on that candy.
Yeah. Back on the topic of Halloween. We'd like to give the creeped out shout out to all the kids and parents that braved the very cold weather on Halloween night to go out and have fun trick-or-treating.
It was brisk, baby.
It was very brisk.
That wind
it was
really
snowing up
you.
In Marion.
Yeah, it was spitting snow, snowing spit down here, too. It was kind of crazy, but not the first time it snowed on Halloween,
no.
But at least it didn't accumulate. That was a good thing. You going to make it over there?
Yeah.
Todd, I think Nate's coming over to take. I'm going to be doing this solo.
No, I'm still battling my lingering cough.
Oh, I know. That's all right. So what we're going to cover tonight is for this mini topic is going to be my pick, right? So credit where credit is due. This is on Lamashtu, which is a Mesopotamian god named the Mother of Demons.
Scary.
Sounds scary, right?
Super scary.
Super scary. So some foundation on the Lamashtu. This is something that I've never heard of, but I've seen, you know, the pictures and all that kind of stuff. But to actually get into what this is and the history behind it and the spookiness of it,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty creepy, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So in Mesopotamian mythology, Lamashtu was a female demon / monster / malevolent goddess, that's a lot, or demigoddess, who menaced women during childbirth and, if possible, kidnapped their children while they were breastfeeding. Hubba hubba. She would gnaw on their bones and suck their blood and was charged with a number of other evil deeds. She was a daughter of the sky god Anu.
As if child labor...
Isn't scary enough.
Isn't hard enough.
I know. It's like you got
to fight back a demigoddess.
I want your breast milk. Lamashtu is depicted as a mythological hybrid with a hairy body, a lioness's head, with donkey's teeth and ears, long fingers and fingernails, and the feet of a bird with sharp talons. She is often shown standing or kneeling on a donkey, nursing a pig and or dog, and holding snakes. She thus bears some functions and resemblance to the demon Lilith, who we've covered before a little bit, in Jewish mythology. So they intermingle.
There's a lot going on with this.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's tapestry, right, baby?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call you baby, by the way. Sorry. Baby was in general. Okay, let's go with creepies.
Well, it does eat babies.
Right, creepies. So. Yeah, right. See, that all worked together, right?
Yeah.
Just didn't want to make this more awkward than I normally do. Too late.
Too late. So, yeah, this is a nasty, nasty little thing.
The pictures are nasty.
Mm-hmm. It is, she bore seven names.
Only seven?
and described as seven witches in incantations. Her evil deeds included, but were not limited to, slaying children, unborns, and causing harm to mother and expected mothers, eating men and drinking their blood, disturbing sleep, bringing nightmares, killing foliage, infesting rivers and lakes, and being a bringer of disease, sickness, and death.
Jeez. Party time, right?
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Lamatsu's father was the sky god Anu, like we said. Unlike many other usual demonic figures and depictions in Mesopotamian lore, Lamatsu was said to act in malevolence, of her own accord rather than at the god's instructions. Along with this, her name was written together with the cuneiform determinative indicating deity. This means she was a goddess or demigoddess in her own right. How about that?
Let's see. Lamashtu can only be seen in the worst forms, or worst form, and is associated with witches, dogs, pigs, wolves, and other hybrid animals. Let's see. Everything you need to know about Lamashtu.
There's a how-to guide or a educational manual.
Yeah. Creature. Okay, yeah. A creature or a being that is utterly hated by everyone because of how devilish they are. Hmm. To understand her life of crime, we start with the beginning. Mesopotamian religion and mythology. These people were fairly religious. The Mesopotamian region, with many different gods, goddesses, and their storylines. Back in those times, to explain anything that happened in nature, usually they associated a god to it. The three main Mesopotamian gods were Ea, the god of wisdom and magic, Anu, which is the father of this nasty little creature, the sky god, and Enlil, the god of earth, storms, and agriculture.
You wanted to say earth, wind, and fire, didn't you?
I did.
There was a Pazuzu, a god or demon, was invoked to protect birthing mothers and infants against Lamatsu's malevolence, usually on amulets and statues. Although Pazuzu was said to be the bringer of famine and drought, he was also invoked against evil for protection and against plague, but he was primarily and popularly invoked against his fierce malicious rival Lamatsu. Now there's some talk in some of this folklore that those two got together and procreated or something or other and got together, and then they broke up, and then they hated each other and they battled each other and all this kind of stuff. Supposedly, and I don't know if we'll get into some more of the stuff, but she was so, let's see, how was it, like, she's so hated that she even hated herself for what she did. And she, like, wielded two swords. It said she wielded all kind of weird stuff. But she had two swords, and she, like, impales herself with the swords, and that's how she dies. Huh. So I don't know. It gets kind of wild, but it's wild and crazy stuff here. But there's an incantation against Lamashtu. Great is the daughter of heaven who tortures babies. Her hand is a net. Her embrace is death. She is cruel, raging, angry, predatory. A runner, a thief, is the daughter of heaven. She touches the bellies of women in labor. She pulls out the pregnant woman's baby. The daughter of heaven is one of her gods. Her brothers with no child of her own. Her head is a lion's. Her body is a donkey's body. She roars like a lion. She constantly howls like a demon dog. In another incantation against her, she appears to be identified with Inanna. Lamash, daughter of Anu, whose name has been uttered by the gods. Inanna, queen of queens. Lamatsu, O great lady, who seizes the painful Suku, overwhelming the Alu. Come, now this sounds made up. Come not nigh what belongeth to the man. Be conjured by heaven, be conjured by earth, be conjured by Enlil, be conjured by Ea, I guess. So, whew, all kind of incantations. So I don't know what that incantation just did, but let's hope it's good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need bed.
Yeah. As we have embellished on before, she's many things. As they described her, she's either a goddess, a semi-goddess, or an evil female demon. So she can be portrayed as three different things. Unlike other identities who obey the rules and regulations, Lamashu is seen as somewhat of a deviant. She obeys no one and has her own rules and regulations. Signs and depictions of Lamashtu are seen since the ancient Mesopotamian era. It says that a lot of the people, they worshipped her so that they might become safe from her evil doings.
Hmm. Yeah, that's so. Right. It's one of those things where, like, yeah.
Keep your enemies closer.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah. Yes, goddess. Lamashtu is a demon lord and the goddess of monsters called the Mother of Beasts and Mistress of Insanity. Woo, that sounds wild. In the role-playing game setting Pathfinder, Lamashtu appears as a character in the NBC television series Constantine in the episode The Saint of Last Resorts. I've not watched that. Lamashtu is the title of a 2015 audiobook by Paul E. Cooley. Lamashtu appears as the antagonist in the 2017 film Still Born. The song Lamashtu by Necrophobic on their 2018 album Mark of the Necrogram is called for Lamashtu. Lamashtu is depicted by the sarcophagus, I guess, in the video game Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines. Lamashtu appears as the demon who possesses two young girls in The Exorcist Believer. I have not seen that.
Another depiction of her is as being heavily pregnant and has her breast covered with two skulls, her two famous swords, which she holds in each hand, are named Red Lust and Chill Heart.
Hmm.
I wonder how they figured that out.
I have no idea. There's a couple of, I saw some pictures of these plaques. It says Lamashtu plaque held by Pazuzu. And then there's a close-up of it. And they show the side, the top, and the bottom of it. That's wild. It's actually really neat. It's a bronze plate. Several Mesopotamian deities ward off evil spirits from northern Iraq, 9th to 7th century BCE, ancient Orient Museum, Istanbul. Man, that's cool. But yeah, so that's really very historical. There is a ritual, an Akkadian incantation and ritual against Lamashtu is edited in, I don't know how to say this, Text Os der Umweltes Altern Testaments, Volume 2. It is glossed as incantation to dispel lasting fever in Lamashtu. The prescribed ritual involves a Lamashtu figurine. A sacrifice of bread must be placed before the figurine and water must be poured over it. A black dog, Led Zeppelin, right, must be made to carry the figurine. Then it is placed near the head of a sick child for 3 days with the heart of a piglet placed in its mouth. What? The incantation must be recited 3 times a day besides further food sacrifices. At dusk on the 3rd day, the figurine is taken outdoors and buried near the wall. So that is an incantation for protection, apparently. I don't know. To dispel lasting fever. There you go. Mm-hmm. So babies have fever. Then now they don't.
She also has servants.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The unholy symbol of Lamashtu is a three-eyed jackal head.
Like that?
Yes.
That's a cool picture. That's it.
because that is her sacred animal, the jackal. Here are some of her servants. Blood Maw. The Blood Maw was a Yeath hound that had one green eye and one red eye.
Hmm.
This hideous, powerful, and cunning hound relishes on the promise of carnage and a good hunt. Yeenit is a slavering, monstrous hyena demon that resembles the corrupted hound Archons. Archons?
Archons, I think,
Archons, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With their gangly limbs and deformed hyena heads. They love killing and maiming in the name of Lamassu, as they are their her followers. Yeth Asmeri. I'm not very
sounds
good
as
at
right.
These
that's
crazy
a,
words.
That's as good as I would be able to do.
Appears as an enormous jackal, standing 14 feet tall at the shoulder, with black leathery wings, smoking eye sockets, and a snake in the place of the tail. Brings bloodshed and terror. Then seven witches serve Lamassu and her wishes in the abyss. They are her favorite among all of her followers and regard them as her own daughters, powerful demonic sorceresses.
Was that Lamassu or Mashtu or whatever? Was that her call or was that like your gurgle?
That was my throat opening up between words.
I like it. I think this is fascinating because a lot of names for her. We talked about some of them. The Demon Queen, Mother of Monsters, Demon Mother, Mother of Beasts, Mother of Demons, Mother of Perversion. Woo, that's a new one. Mistress of Insanity, which I said earlier. That's great. Grandmother of Nightmares. I like that. So the realm is the abyss. You can't beat that. Alignment with chaotic evil. Areas of concern are aberrance, madness, monsters, and nightmares. Man, this is like such a light topic. The worshippers, like you talked about some of that. Gnolls, Medusas, Harpies, Goblins, Minotaurs, hidden human cults. Plenty of those, I'm sure. The insane, that's always nice. Bugbears, what the heck is that? Deiros, Lamias, Morlocks, ogres, monsters, and outcasts. So that's just to name a few. Edicts are to bring power to outcasts and the downtrodden, indoctrinate children in Lamassu's teachings, make the beautiful monstrous, reveal the corruption and flaws in all things. So that sounds good. There's an attempt to treat mental illness or deformities, provide succor to Lamassu's enemies. So, okay. And the domains are chaos, evil, madness, strength, trickery. Subdomains are deception, demon, ferocity, insanity, nightmare, riot, thievery. It just sounds like something, you know, like something your mother would be so proud of, right? There's
what
other
going on with this one.
Yeah. Family. There's other domains are family, might, nightmares, trickery, and change. Like you said, the symbol is three-eyed jackal, and sacred animals are the jackal. Sacred colors are red and yellow.
Did you?
That's a kind of a cool. That's a symbol. Yeah. The ruin.
Uh huh.
We talked about runes, rune stones.
I can't remember if you said it or not, but the reason why she took her own life.
Yeah.
Did you say that or not?
I lightly touched on it.
I know it was her two swords, but because she was tired of her keeping up her dark persona.
Yeah, right. So she was even like frustrated with herself and all of her evil deeds. That's what I thought
she said. Yeah, she had enough of it. Decided to off herself.
Isn't that crazy? So I'm not to judge, but Lamassu was once a mighty demon lord who became the first such entity to achieve true godhood. In ages past, she was the lover of Pazuzu, which is known for certain, What is known for certain is that she lured the god Kirkananus, whatever, into her territory, and beset him, that's basically what his name is, and beset him with swarms of demons and other monsters until he was weak enough for her to attack. By defeating him, she ripped his godly domain over, is that right? She ripped his godly domain over beast for him, beginning an ancient vendetta with him. Desna. This imbued the demoness with a small amount of his divine power. So she's a god sucker, huh? Or a power sucker. Pazuzu was enraged by this power shift, and as Lamatsu returned from battle, he betrayed and attacked her. He wounded her terribly, but her newfound divinity allowed her to survive. They have been dire enemies ever since. Lamatsu's vendetta against him is only equaled by Desna's own vendetta against her. So, man, this is like a hate triangle. When she learned that demons were the result of experimentation by a horseman of the apocalypse, Matsu invaded Abaddon and killed the horsemen. And so on and so forth, a bunch of stuff made up. From torturing somebody, Lamatsu learned the art of creating demons. Once she coupled that knowledge with the use of her own body to gestate the demons, she birthed the Vavakia, a true masterpiece of the art of creating demons. It is claimed by many monstrous humanoid races that she was the first progenitor and creator. Wow. So she's got quite a bit of history there.
Oh, yeah.
And this is from that Pathfinder stuff wiki. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, some of the, they take some of the stuff and, you know, elaborate the heck out of it. So it's pretty wild, though.
It sort of seems like she's...
This is the servants.
Oh, yeah.
And the pictures. Shoo. Go look at some of this stuff because, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And it goes on and on and on. Let me
sort of seems like she's like an early version of a vampire.
Kind of. Sort of. And there's a church of Lamatsu. Look at that.
Yes. Yep.
Dang. Yeah, I don't really want to be part of that worship. Like,
yeah, they
said
the worshipers, temples and everything.
Temples and shrines.
But, I mean, they built temples and shrines for...
Oh, yeah.
Even if you're a bad god, they still had some sort of structure.
That's right.
Typically.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. This one's pretty interesting. I'm not really finding any... more information per se.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah,
honestly, it's
very
dark
topic. Though.
Good job, Sean. That's what you're trying to think.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good discussion, and even though it was without Todd, I know Todd will be back with us next week. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, do you want to take us out on this?
Yeah. Let's just call it a wrap.
Let's call that a wrap. Yeah, I think that's the safest way. And let's step step very cautiously away from this subject, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully none of those incantations did any harm, right? we'll find out later. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle-Aged Mini number 125 and our discussion on the interesting and creepy Lamatsu, Mesopotamian Mother of Demons. Until next time, we'll see you later.
See ya.